Phone Boy Speaks, episode 694, The Rise of Xiaomi and Lenovo. There is some concern by some industry pundits, for whatever it's worth, that, well, Apple and Samsung may not be the biggest smartphone players at some point anymore. You got to worry about Xiaomi and Lenovo, which just recently completed its purchase of Motorola. And, Apple has never been about controlling the entire market. They've always, skewed toward, a particular type of consumer with a particular sort of sort of tastes, and they're happy making lots and lots of money, even if they don't have a ton of market share. So although if you look at the PC market, it's kind of starting to pay off for Apple, because the PC has become highly commoditized, but Apple is with the Mac, it's growing when most of the competition is either flat or losing market share, and it's because they have a differentiated product. And again, they're not concerned about having the entire market. They just want to have they want to have some profitable customers, and that's what they have. And so the fact that Xiaomi and Lenovo will compete, and maybe in other parts of the world they may be able to gain some traction, that they can make some lower cost devices, and certainly in terms of volume, right, that sort of strategy may cause them to become the number one, number two, or whatever. I mean, and there's certainly a need for cheaper handsets that are decent quality or whatever. And but it's if you're, again, it really kind of depends on what game you're playing. And Apple is not playing the same game that everybody else is trying to play. It's they're trying to gain market share, and it's if Apple has like the lowest market share but is making the most money, who cares about market share, right? And that's that's the way Apple is looking at this whole thing. That's the way I look at this whole thing, is as long as Apple remains profitable, they're insanely profitable, then the fact that some other company has more market shares is certainly not a concern for Apple. And probably the most to be concerned about is Samsung, because Samsung isn't as focused on some of these emerging markets, even though they have products in those spaces. Clearly, Xiaomi and Lenovo are doing a much better job at capitalizing on them. And whether we'll see those brands much in the U.S. remains to be seen. Now, of course, with Lenovo, since they own Motorola, maybe we'll see some Motorola phones. But we have seen Motorola phones, and we'll probably continue to see Motorola phones. But it depends on whether it'll be something that will catch fire and will displace, say, the Samsung Galaxy S5 or the iPhone 6 or whatever. I mean, it's a crapshoot, and there's still regardless, right, there's still enough market share out there for a number of players. And so whether it's the mix of companies, of course, is going to change, and how much market share they have. But I'm certainly not concerned about it. As a consumer, I look forward to seeing what these companies have to offer. Maybe it is something that's nice. Although I admit I'm an iOS fanboy, but I'm not I'm not dumb, and I will look at the other options. But if they can provide me a good enough experience for much less of the cost, then I'm at least willing to consider it. I mean, it is something that I haven't seen that really with Android handsets yet, at least ones that'll work in the United States. So that's really what it comes down to, I think, is that it doesn't really matter that much. Apple isn't going to lose sleep over losing market share. As long as they're making the kind of money that they're making, I don't think they're going to change much of anything.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.